I'm the champion, not the champion. Stop,
I can't stop, I can't.
This is my world, it cannot be rocked.
You can't rock my world.
What's up, everybody out there in Triumphant Life Nation? I am your host, Nick Trevilian. Welcome to episode number 5 of the Triumphant Life Podcast. And guys, if you are here, you're one of the achievers of the world that want to do more, be more, and grow more. You want to change your health and your fitness. You want to change your body. You want to grow your finances, your business, launch a side hustle. You want those sweet, beautiful, loving relationships. You want a close experience with that person, or whatever it is you're looking for in your life. You want something more, and that's what brought you here to click a link, jump on this podcast. Like I said, I'm your host, Nick Trevilian, founder of The Triumphant Life, guys. And that's why I put this together, was just to provide some ideas, some strategies, some tips, some help, just anything to help you just get one step closer to those goals and dreams that you desire. Because here at The Triumphant Life, we know that that's possible. You can live the life of your dreams, but we are the type of people that are willing to work for it. So I know if you're here, you're ready to work for it, ready to unpack some stuff. So guys, today's a very big episode to me personally, because I think that we tend to let our past define us and define who we are, but we can't live in those past. So today we're calling this one the time machine episode, and I'm going to walk you guys through my time machine exercises. We're going to unpack this whole thing together. But before I dive into that, I just want to sincerely tell you guys, thank you so much for the love, for the likes, for the comments, the 5-star reviews. I've gotten some beautiful comments from people where we've truly helped out their lives, guys, and I cannot be more grateful for that. That just drives me. I'm on fire for you out there. And just hearing the success stories that we've had just in 4 short episodes, guys, that's why I started this, was just to help you out and just provide some tips and strategies out there, and to know that they're sinking home and you guys are learning from them, that just gets me so excited. So thank you so much. Now guys, do me a huge favor though. If you have liked these episodes and liked this one, do me a favor, hit a like, hit a love there, but also tag a friend below. Tag a friend that you think needs to hear this message, or that you want to build something with together, or hold each other accountable, and we can help get the word out there. Because I know in my life just how far a quick video or a podcast or, you know, a tip has gone for me in my life. So make sure and tag a friend below and show them that love. And at the same time, you're showing me and the Triumphant Life Podcast some love. So you guys ready? Let's do it. Fair warning as I'm jumping into this episode, this is a topic I am extremely passionate about. I have 2 topics. They are my big things. 1, my 30-day challenge. If you missed that, that's on episode 3. Go back and get that. And today, not living in the past, but letting your past define you. So fair warning, like I said, you might want to adjust the volume. If you're driving, I'm in your car, turn your radio down a little bit. If you're on your iPhone, got those ear pods in, or some Beats headphones, turn it down just a little bit, because I tend to get a little passionate about this topic, because I think this topic is a make or break, guys. I really do. I sincerely believe that your past is either going to define you or ruin you. And I know that for a fact. And so today we're going to talk about something I call the time machine test. And so what the time machine simply is if Doc and Marty McFly were to show up today in the DeLorean, right? They pull up, they're like, hey, get in. We're going to go back to a year ago or 2 years ago. If you were to get in that time machine and go back and talk to the past you, what would you say to you at that point in time? Now, I dropped this as a video on Facebook for my social media friends on January the 1st. On New Year's Day, I dropped this video about the time machine. Meaning, if you could go back a year ago, okay, and that was on January the 1st. I know today's not, so whenever you're listening to this, think about this. If you could go a year ago and talk to yourself a year ago, what would you tell yourself to do differently? But really think about that. If you could sit down with you a year ago, right, the past you, what would you tell you to do differently? Would you have worked a little bit harder in the gym, or maybe changed that diet, or maybe started that fitness earlier? Would you maybe have not said that to your spouse, or maybe focused on that a little bit more? What would you have told yourself to do differently? And I think we, as human beings, we always wish, man, I wish I could go back and change that. But the beauty of the time machine, guys, is that you actually can go back and change that. Let me explain what I mean. I teach this in seminars where I walk people through this time machine exercise. And really at the end of the day, aren't those lessons learned over the past year or 2 years or 5 years, business lessons learned, you know, fitness and health lessons learned, relationship lessons learned, don't you almost have your own time machine? Because those give you a glimpse in the past to really change your future. Is that not true though? I mean, really think about it. If you could go back and talk to yourself a year ago on things to do differently, but then you get back in that same time machine with Doc and Marty McFly and the DeLorean and come back to present, now you know those lessons. And I really think about that and let that sink in. So aren't the lessons in your past, the mistakes made and things we wish we would have done differently, aren't those ultimately setting you up for the beautiful future that you have today? And so guys, I really believe in the time machine test because it allows us to use those things not as mistakes, not as past failures, but as learning lessons to make our lives beautiful moving forward, to grow our businesses, to have better relationships. You know, failed relationships in the past, those are just lessons learned to set you up for a better relationship in the future. You know, mistakes you've made with your fitness, those are just setting you up to create that body and that fitness and health that you desire today. You know, with your business, man, I shouldn't have ran that marketing campaign, or I should have done this differently. That's all just setting you up for today, if you see it that way. But in my experience, too often, we try to let our past mistakes, failures, lessons learned define us. And too often, too many people that I meet with and talk to, they hold on to them, right? Like this badge of honor that these mistakes you've made in the past. And too often, we let these mistakes define us today and then define us moving forward. Think about how crazy that really is. And I get it, guys. I'm with you. I'm with you in this whole battle, right? But at the end of the day, if you can use those experience to make you a better person moving forward, that's the sweet spot. But here's where it gets crazy, guys. Using your past mistakes and letting them define you today and literally letting them dictate your life today and decisions you make, that's like driving a vehicle looking through the rear view mirror. It's just not going to happen. You're not looking backwards. That's like getting a book and going to the very last chapter, the acknowledgments, and reading backwards. It's not going to make any sense because you're looking backwards, guys. The beautiful thing that you need to do today is stop fighting the old and start building the new. But let those lessons define you of who you are today and who you're becoming moving forward. But too often, I feel friends and family want to remind you of everything that you've made, bad decisions with in the past or done wrong in the past. Maybe you agree. Are you with me on that one? I know in my life, well, you tried to get fit and you tried that diet, but that didn't work out. Oh, here you go again with a new diet fad. Or you tried to launch that business. Oh, here you go again with another business idea. Guys, I've failed miserably in business. I've lost homes. I've lost businesses. But can we let that define us? Hell no, because I am moving forward. You are moving forward. I get so frustrated when friends come out and they have these huge goals and they throw them out there on Facebook or on social media and they're so excited about them. And then one person walks over and pops their balloon. Like, you got this little balloon, your little kid walking down the street. I'm so excited. I'm going to get fit. Pop. Yeah, but you didn't go to the gym last year. Who gives a shit? All those are lessons learned for me to be better. Check this out. I brought you guys some thunder because I really want to give you the ammunition to use your past mistakes and failures, use your time machine to make you a better person moving forward. A better spouse, a better mother, a better father, more fit, more energetic, a better business person. So check this out. I did some research for you guys. Now, we think we're all unique, right? Guys, we're not alone. Humans, we all fail, right? They're just mistakes. They're proof you're actually trying. This is insane, guys. One of the quotes I put on Instagram yesterday, I was actually really, really excited about. Check this out. The one who falls and gets up is stronger than the one who never tried. Do not fear failure, but rather fear not trying. You can't knock someone for trying. Don't hate us because you ain't us, right? Stop trying to remind me of things that I've made wrong in the past or done wrong in the past. I'm moving forward. I'm creating a new future, and you are too. But check this out. Guys, you know the one about Thomas Edison, right? He failed over 10,000 times while inventing the light bulb. I don't know if you know this. Henry Ford, before he launched Ford Motor Company, you've probably heard of them. They're kind of a little bit of a larger company out there, right? You know, guys, know he had a automobile company before Ford called the Detroit Automobile Company, and he ran that into the ground before Ford. Crazy, right? You guys know Steve Jobs was fired from Apple, fired from his own company. Check this out. This one's a cool one. Jay-Z, for the people that love that rap game and the hip-hop out there, he sold CDs out of the trunk of his car. Every major label at the time turned him down. So instead of letting those failures define him, he just co-founded his own label called Rockefeller Records, and that's why we know Jay-Z today. You've obviously probably read the Harry Potter books or seen the Harry Potter movies. J.K. Rowling was actually a single mother, guys, on welfare, trying to support her daughter. It took her 7 years to write the story of Harry Potter. And when she finished it, all 12 major publishing houses rejected the book. If she let that past failure define her, we wouldn't have Harry Potter today. And I love the movies, right? Check this out. Tom Brady, the GOAT, right? You guys know he's thrown over 152 interceptions? Isn't that crazy to think about? Babe Ruth, obviously one of the greatest baseball players and hitters of all time, he struck out 1,330 times to hit his 714 home runs. He failed 1,330 times, but he can't let those strikeouts define him. Tom Brady can't let those interceptions define him, right? Michael Jordan, my favorite one of all time, he's missed more than 9,000 shots, lost almost 300 games. This is the greatest basketball player of all time, and 26 times he's been trusted to take the game-winning shot, and he lost, and he missed the shot. Isn't that crazy to think about? And why am I sharing with you guys these stories? Because I think we have to see them for what they are, right? Is even the best of the best run into failures. We all have lessons learned. We all have things we wish we would have done differently. I'm not done yet. I got some really cool ones for you guys because I really think there's so much that we can learn from these. Jim Carrey, right? This one really blew me away. He was booed off of stage at his first stand-up show at a comedy club. Jim Carrey was booed off stage. Now, would he be who he is today if he let that failure define him? No, he used that as fuel to pump him up moving forward, to use that as a lesson learned, as a time machine to make himself better and improve. Oprah Winfrey, obviously huge success, right? She grew up in poverty, ran away at the age of 13, was pregnant at age 14, lost the baby. Isn't that crazy to think about? She was fired from her first job and was told she was not fit for television. And Sly Stallone, Rocky, at one point, guys, when he was writing Rocky, he was homeless. He lived in a New Jersey bus station. He was so broke at one point in time when he was writing Rocky, his electricity was turned off and he had to sell his dog for $25 to turn the lights back on. And what's crazy is that's actually a dog in the original Rocky. He was rejected by talent scouts over 1,500 times and they wouldn't even let him be in Rocky. And he held out and held out to be Rocky in the story. And that's how we know Sly Stallone today. So why do I share with you guys these very famous people and their past failures? Because I think failures have to define us. I think failures make us who we are. They make us tougher, they make us stronger, but they make us appreciate things so much more too. And guys, today with the Time Machine episode, don't let your past define who you are. It's okay, they're a badge of honor of who you are today. They make you unique and make you who you are today. Those are past lessons learned. But here's the thing, can you do anything right now to go back and change those past mistakes and failures? Can you go back and tell yourself to do something differently back then? No. But what you can do is use the time machine going backwards and that hindsight, right? Looking back and talking to your old self a year ago or 5 years ago and giving yourself lessons, but then applying them moving forward today. This is something I'm really big on when I talk to businesses and, you know, I talk to people that I coach. Nick, well, man, I wish I would have done things differently, 6 months ago. I wish I would have started, right? Guys, when was the best time to plant a tree? 10 to 20 years ago. When's the second best time? Today. Because we can't change things moving forward in the past. All we can do is change what we're doing moving forward and who we are today. So, I get asked a lot is, well, Nick, how do you move forward? With all those, past mistakes and lessons learned. I get it. I've learned the lessons. I know what I would have done differently. How do you change that moving forward? How do you really let it all go? And guys, I want to give you some tips and some tools here today to help you get started moving forward. And I think that's it, is you just have to get started. How do you ride a bike, right? You cannot ride a bike standing still. The bike's gotta be moving. You have to be moving on the bike and you have to be moving in your life. So think about whatever area you're trying to grow in, whether that is your business and your finances, your income, could be your health and fitness, could be some relationships, could be some stuff with your kiddos. I don't know what your goals are. They're your goals. They're beautiful goals. Those are individual goals. But pick an area right now that you want to improve on. I'll use fitness as an example, and then obviously apply that to any other area that you're working on. So let's say you wanted to get more fit, and God, I wish I would have started a year ago, or I wish I would have kept that gym membership, or kept going with that personal trainer, or kept on that diet, right? Man, I really want to lose this weight, or get more fit, or whatever that is, right? All you can do is the push-ups and the running moving forward. All I can do is use those past failures, past mistakes to improve and just start today. Because I'll tell you guys this, the best way to change, the best way to overcome failures is to just keep moving forward. Like for example, when Tom Brady's in a football game, he throws an interception, they don't just pull him out right away. He's got to get back in and run the next play because that just washes everything away. He in essence creates short-term amnesia. You just forget about what's happened and you shape yourself moving forward to create your beautiful future. So just get started. As you're getting started though, you gotta know where you're going. So one of the biggest things that I teach people is create what that beautiful destination for you looks like. Meaning if, again, I'll use the fitness analogy, well, I really wanna get more fit. But how much more fit? What does that look like? Okay, let's get specific about it. I want to lose 20 pounds. Great. Okay, so right now you're at X and you want to be at X weight. Cool. That's your beautiful destination. So now we know where we're going, okay? And we just have to get started and get moving to get there. Because again, we don't know how long it's going to take, right? It could take you a month. It could take you 6 months. But at least you got started and you're moving and you have momentum. Can you lose 20 pounds in the next hour? No, you're not going to go have a salad and you're going to walk out and lose 20 pounds. You're not going to go crush a cardio session on the treadmill or the elliptical and walk out and lose 20 pounds. But could you lose a pound in the next 3 to 4 days? I know you could. And that 1 pound becomes 2 pounds. 2 pounds becomes 4 pounds. And before you know it, a couple months from now, you might be down those 20 pounds and at that beautiful destination. But you have to get started today. And I have found the fastest way to erase your past, to just really put that all behind you, is to just start moving forward towards this beautiful destination. Maybe that is an income goal, because I have a lot of entrepreneurs on here, real estate agents for your business. What does that beautiful destination look like for you? You know, wow, Nick, I really want to hit, you know, six figures this year. I want 100 grand. Great. That's your beautiful destination. We can't sit here and beat ourselves up for the mistakes we've made in the past, the lack of calls. Man, I wish I would have worked harder. But now, instead of being pulled backwards, instead of looking backwards, driving through my rearview mirror, I'm going to be pulled towards my beautiful future, my beautiful destination. So sit down today and think about, what does that beautiful destination look like for you? You know, what does that dream relationship look like? Maybe, you know, you dated the wrong people in the past. And just really want to learn from those relationships. Man, I wish I was more present with, you know, my spouse, or I wish I did more for my lady or my guy. Well, create that beautiful relationship. What does that beautiful destination look like? And how are you going to get there? Maybe you're going to start reading some books and, you know, studying some things like that about how to build better relationships and work on yourself a little bit more so you can give more and be more present for that person. But you don't know where you're going until you see what that beautiful destination looks like. And I've just found this, guys, is when you're looking at your past mistakes and failures, okay, and this beautiful destination, they're almost like two wolves inside of us. And maybe you feel this sometimes where, you know, as you're trying to get going, sometimes you just get tugged back in, or somebody reminds you of something, or you see a photo of an ex or, you know, an old thing, and it just reminds you of those past failures. And I understand that. But guys, when you have that beautiful destination set up, and you know where you're going and can see the light and see how beautiful that future is, I'll tell you this, that wolf's gonna win all day long, because that's light, that's love, that's happiness, that's where you want to be. That's not misery and sadness and things that you wish you would have done differently. You guys see what I'm saying in this? I love you, and I wanna just really just get this inside of your brain right now, guys. Build that beautiful destination, because I'll promise you this, when times get tough and you wake up, you're a little sore and don't wanna go to the gym, knowing where you're going is going to get you through. You know, when you got to invest the time into your business and work on that new marketing campaign and put yourself out there with that new client, and you've been told no 100 times, knowing what that beautiful destination is like is going to pull you through. But once you get started, guys, the momentum gets you going. Think about this, a bike, right? Use that analogy before. Once that bike gets moving, now you have inertia, right? You got momentum now. Things get a little bit easier. Your workouts get a little bit easier. You start building momentum. Your business starts going good, or you drop off flowers for your lady and she responds with an I love you text and a big kiss, right? Now you get the momentum and you're getting closer and closer and closer to your beautiful destination, which is where you ultimately want to be. And that's why you're listening to me today and listening to this podcast, is you want something more out of some sort of area of your life. So my advice to you guys is stop living in the past. It's done. Those lessons have been learned. And what we can do is use the past to fuel us to be better, to get closer to that beautiful destination, because all those are lessons learned. You don't know until you try, right? Babe Ruth had to swing the bat to strike out. You guys just heard all those stories. But that's going to make the beautiful destination that much more sweeter. And if you look at it this way, guys, is we got in that time machine with Doc and Marty McFly and the DeLorean. We went back and we looked at that. You go back, you talk to that person then. Go a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Hell, go last week, go yesterday. And say, hey, I wish you would have done this differently. We should have tweaked that. We should have done more time here, spent more time here, or worked out better. Whatever that is in your life and your goals. But here's the beauty. When those doors close on that time machine, you come back to today. Because you do have that beautiful look into that past. You can see what mistakes you would have done differently to create your future moving forward. Guys, if you look at it this way, your life is just a book, okay? This beautiful book of your life, the story of you. And in it are pages. And in those pages are chapters, right? and you've already had some chapters. The chapters are over. You can't go back and rewrite that story. But here's the best part. Your book isn't over. There's blank pages in front of you. And you hold the pen. Write the best damn story you ever possibly could for your life right now, guys. You hold the pen, not somebody else, not your past mistakes, not the mistakes friends and family are reminding you that you've done in the past. It's all fucking bullshit, guys. You hold that pen. What story do you want? Not what somebody else wants, not what you think other people will want. What story do you want your life to look like? Write those pages, write those chapters, and create that beautiful destination for you guys, using your past mistakes as fuel, as lessons learned. And now once you understand it that way, I kind of feel like you have the crystal ball because, hey, that's me. That's my life. Man, I really made those mistakes differently. Now that I know that, I have inside information into your own self, right? To make your beautiful destination that much more of a reality, that much more, you can get there that much more faster, and it's that much closer to you guys. So this is what I call the time machine, guys. I obviously teach this at seminars. It's, as you can tell, something I'm extremely passionate about because in my life, I've let my past define me, and I've had friends and family remind me of mistakes I've made. But once I looked at it from that perspective of all those are is lessons, the chapters are over. They've already been written. I can't keep rewriting the same story and telling the same story over and over and over again because that's not going to get me where I want to go, is it? Right? And then a friend will say, well, man, remember when you tried this business thing and that failed, or you tried this marketing thing and it failed and blew up in your face. Remember when you did this? Yeah, dude, those are just lessons because this is where I'm going. This is my beautiful destination. This is what I'm creating. And I'll promise you guys this, once you get that momentum going, it starts to fly. It starts to fly really, really, really quickly because now you're running towards something beautiful that you ultimately really want. So think about what you want, what that beautiful destination is, and just get started today and stop letting those past experiences and lessons define you because they're not you, because you're special, you're freaking awesome, and you're badass. And let's get you to that beautiful destination, guys. So this has been episode 5. Guys, just from the bottom of my heart, can I just tell you how much I appreciate the love, the comments, and you taking these tips and these ideas and implementing them into your life. And that was the reason that I created the Triumphant Life podcast. I just wanted to provide some value out there and just give you some good information just to help you a little bit. And your comments fuel me. So keep those up, guys. I truly am just honored to be able to share some stuff with you. Like I said, when we started this episode, if you like this episode, give me a like, give me a love, but tag a friend below that needs to hear this. Right now, you have a friend that you know is living in the past, letting their past mistakes define them. Let's put an end to that. Tag a friend below. Let's really help them out. Let's rally around them. And that's what we're doing here at the Triumphant Life Nation. It's a whole group of people just rallied around each other, supporting each other, building each other up, and lifting each other up to get to that beautiful destination. So, guys, thanks for sticking around with me. I really hope that this sinks home with you. I really, really do, because I think this is a big lesson. If you want help on how to get started, go back and listen to episode 3, the 30-day challenge. The 30-day challenge is life transforming. For anybody in any area of their life, to get you started on this beautiful destination, to use your past mistakes and use those as lessons and fuel moving forward, go back. Listen to episode 3 on the 30-day challenge. I think it's really going to help you guys out. But other than that, guys, crush your goals and be blessed. We'll see ya. This is my world. It cannot be rocked. You can't rock my world, son. Took a lot of work just to reach the top. Did a lot of climbing and I made it. Good luck to those who want to see me fly. I'll be number one for eternity. Want to thank everyone who helped me.